Gossip and all things juicy. It's the AMPM report.
Oh, yeah. Big happy birthday going out to... Is it still Aries season right now? Are the Aries season?
Okay. I think it's Taurus season
okay.
now.
Yeah. To all the Taurus.
We don't know, Sean G. We don't know.
Now y'all just forget everybody else. Well, anyway, you shared the day with movie actor Jack Nicholson. He turns 83. Also, TV actress Sherry Shepherd turns 53 today. DJ Drama turns 42. It's really nice. So it's going to be really nice for everybody celebrating a birthday today. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Also, everybody's still, you know, having an aftermath of the babyface Teddy Riley battle that was on Instagram the other day. According to our scores, babyface won, and Teddy Riley was just happy that everybody participated in it, and he just wanted to give back to everybody. This is what he had to say.
What's up, everybody? I'm still in awe of the versus battle. We gotta celebrate, because us going through this COVID, we just got to bring life to everybody, and that's what we got to do, especially our families, man, because kids are depressed, they can't go outside, wives are depressed because they can't go shopping, and we a little depressed because we can't drive our whips.
Are you
so
really
this is the way we get to have fun on this internet. And I want y'all to continue to have fun. Live life to the fullest, because you never know. Tomorrow's not promised.
Right.
I love y'all. For life.
Thank you, Teddy. Thank you, Teddy.
And jam.
jam. And last night, everyone was watching. I don't know if you got a chance to watch it. The Grammy Academy, they did the big Let's Go Crazy Salute to Prince concert on the anniversary of his death last night. Everyone was performing. You had Alicia Keys, Coldplay. Herb was there. Beck. And John Legend.
Sheila E.
If you're a big Prince fan, I know you were watching it. You had some critique. And how was Prince? How was Prince looking at it down? Was he like, well, you guys did a good job?
My man Prince could certainly be shady, and that's right. Part of why I loved him. But I thought for most of it, it was great. Like I loved the Staples singer. Give me her first name.
Uh-huh. Mavis Staples.
Mavis Staples and the Revolution.
She's a
but
legend.
Then, you know, there were some other John Legend. I just want to talk about John Legend's fit for a moment.
Okay.
He rocked the suit with no shirt underneath.
Right, he was doing
and
a
I was
Prince.
A little bit right. He was trying to do his little Prince. I don't know. You know, he is People Magazine's sexiest man alive.
Are we acting like we can't hear the dogs in the background right now? Is that what we?
Yeah, you hear some dogs.
The
dogs loved the show last night.
They're going crazy.
Okay.
Because
they love John
Prince.
Legend.
Okay. So you were talking about John Legend. You said you thought that his...
I don't know if Chrissy Teigen... I'm not sure what happened with the outfit. It was not my favorite. I was distracted.
You were distracted by what? The pectoral muscles that he didn't have?
I thought there might be a nip slippage, and it would be like too much for TV.
I did.
Allison is hating on John Legend.
I was concerned.
Sounds like you're saying he had a breast line.
Right.
A bus line.
Bus line.
Old fashioned. That's my granny.
If you watched it last night, let us know. If you're a Prince fan, let us know what you thought about the tribute last night.
Yeah.
And did you think John Legend was inappropriate? Did he have a slippage?
Let me tell you something.
Okay, but
Usher's pants were worse than John Legend's outfit.
And
that was they just replayed Usher's pants from the performance.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.